Today we start our First Generation Friday, where we feature a historical figure from the book, First Generation, 36 Trailblazing Immigrants and Refugees Who Make America Great. Our first story starts with Halima Aden, the first hijab-wearing model to grace the cover of an American magazine. Her beauty shines inside and out. In this story, to start our series. Halima Aden. You don't have to change yourself or your beliefs to be successful. Halima Aden was born in Kakuma Refugee Camp in northwestern Kenya in 1997 after her parents fled war-torn Somalia. Today, the overcrowded camp houses more than 180,000 refugees living in tin-roofed huts. Halima grew up there with kids from Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia. It wasn't a matter of, oh, we're in a refugee camp, my life sucks, she said. It was, okay, we're in this predicament, but, you know, how do we go from here? What do we do? Halima and the other kids played together and learned Swahili to communicate. As children, we were oblivious to race and religion, Halima recalled. When her family resettled in the United States, 6-year-old Halima was surprised to see kids playing in separate groups instead of all together in her new city of St. Cloud, Minnesota. As a Muslim, Halima chose to express her faith by wearing a hijab, headscarf, to cover her hair. At first, this was because she wanted to be just like her mother. Every little girl looks up to her mom so much. That's your first hero, Halima explained. But she also felt best when she dressed modestly. It's how I interpret my religion, she said. Even though some kids at school stared and bullied Halima and her hijabi-wearing friends, it was a tough time. Everyone wanted to be mean. Flipping through magazines in her family home, Halima didn't find anyone who looked like her. So, after graduating from high school, she decided to enter the Miss Minnesota USA pageant. Not seeing a woman that looked like you in media in general, and especially in beauty competitions, sends the message that you're not beautiful, or you have to change the way you look to be considered beautiful, Halima stressed. And that's not true. Halima was the first contestant to wear a hijab. She didn't win, but some of the world's top designers invited her to walk their runways during fashion weeks in New York City and Milan. She wore beautiful headscarves and flowing, loose-fitting dresses and pants. When I'm walking the runway, I want people to see that, yes, I'm wearing a hijab, but I'm also a million other things. I want us to get to a place where we just see women. Halima Aden hadn't planned to be the first hijab-wearing model on the cover of an American beauty magazine. But that's what happened in 2017, and all because the Somali-American woman refused to be anything but herself. I think it's important to be diverse, and I hope we continue to see that as a trend in the fashion industry. Note: Halima is the first hijabi to sign a contract with the world's biggest modeling agency. Another note, cinnamon-colored hijabs are Halima's favorite.